Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic, and it is 7:07 Eastern. Welcome to my nightly news and Q broadcast, coming to you live on Clout Hub Channel 115. I'm here every night, Monday through Friday, roughly 7 o'clock Eastern. Got a little bit of a late start tonight because I spent the last 3 hours creating the PDF that we're going to go through that has all of Q's posts, the screen caps, the articles, the links, all that. A lot of videos. So sit back and enjoy the show. Let's get started. And we're going to start out with a little announcement. Some of you probably heard about this, hopefully. On Friday, I think, we finally published book two in the Q Chronicles, The Great Awakening. While I was working this morning, getting the Kindle file ready, that was a lot of fun. I just hit the publish button on the Kindle file. It'll take probably a day or so for Amazon to get that ready. So the ebook file is out there. It'll just take a little while for that to be available for purchase. So book two in the Q Chronicles picks up roughly December of 2017. And this is the table of contents for the book. So we do a decode on Red Castle, Green Castle, which has to do with an interesting revelation about the Army Corps of Engineers and the President's plan to build the southern border wall with the military. There is a chapter called Conspiracies, Great and Small. It's my personal take on the Truther movement, on what the media calls conspiracies, and what I believe Q is actually doing with the Q operation. There is a chapter on how to decode Q's post. Q actually gave us some instruction on how to decode his posts. And the reason why a lot of people don't understand Q is they never bothered to look at the instructions he gave on how to decode his posts. So there's a chapter in there on that. There's a chapter on the Great Awakening and how Q's mission really is, at bottom, it's about exposing corruption and waking people up to the realities of corruption. There is a chapter on the Rothschilds, quite a bit of history on the Rothschild family, how they earned their wealth, and then some things that Q has said about the Rothschilds and how they help kind of control things behind the scene on the global stage. There is a chapter called Godfather 3. That's one of Q's signatures. And Godfather 3 has to do with corruption in the Vatican. There's a lot of church history and history of the church wealth and how they kind of got tied up with Mussolini and Hitler in the early 20th century. Secret Societies is a little bit of a look into Freemasonry and the way that secret societies can control entire nations, actually. There is a chapter called Symbolism Will Be Their Downfall, frequent message by Q. We look into that. There is a chapter on Titanic. I wasn't going to do a chapter on Titanic, but Q mentioned it a few times, and it relates to the Federal Reserve and how all that started, so there's a chapter on that. There is a chapter on 9/11. I don't do a deep dive on 9/11. I focus primarily on what Q has said about 9/11, and I just felt like I needed to do that. Jason Bourne, Deep Dream, is a chapter on how social media platforms censor, deplatform, and how they actually help illegally surveil us on behalf of the CIA. And that is a subject that's relevant to right now. Military intelligence is a look at how members of military intelligence have offered kind of a partnership with ordinary people to provide information in exchange for us disseminating that information. It's a partnership. What is a keystone? A question that has been asked by Q a number of times. We look into that, and I give a couple of decodes on that. Speed is a signature of Q that appears at the bottom of several posts. We look at that, decode that signature. Red is a chapter that looks at a number of related posts primarily from December of 2017. It has to do with the Red Cross and Barack Obama. And it's an interesting decode. DEF CON is an interesting chapter that looks at Q's messages that contain the word DEF CON and how they actually have application to a number of different events that happened around that time, 2017, 2018. North Korea is the longest chapter in the book. Lots of rabbit trails, lots of interesting proofs. It starts out with President Trump's trip to Asia in November of 2017, then walks us all the way through the meeting where President Trump had with Kim Jong-un in June of 2018. We also talk about the Whidbey Island missile launch. We talk about a lot of different things in that chapter that are all sort of connected. All righty, let's get cracking here. I got some Q posts to decode. All right, so this is a post from the 17th, a couple days ago. I thought about doing it, you know, a broadcast over the weekend, but I was very, very busy this weekend working on the book and working on some other things. So here we are. I'm trying to get caught up. All right, so Q posted a link to a tweet by a fellow named Grant Stinchfield, who is a reporter with, who is Grant a reporter with? It's Newsmax. All right, so this was a shocking revelation to me, actually. Grant did a deep dive. He actually looked at all the Q posts and he came to some conclusions, right? So Q posted a link to his tweet and this video. And Q said there is Q, number one. There are Anons, number two. There is no QAnon, number three. And that is what the mainstream media does to conflate Q, the entity, the person who posts on the board, and Anons, the people who follow Q's messages. There is no QAnon. There is Q and there's Anons, or researchers or followers. They're not the same thing. All right. Media labeling as QAnon is a method deliberate to combine, attach Q to the comments, theories, suggestions, statements, and actions made by number two. Right, so by the media calling this operation QAnon, it conflates Q's messages, which the media never talks about, with the actions of people who follow Q. And they blame Q for the things that Anons do or say or don't do. A lot of times you just make things up. What happens when you cannot attack the information? Primary source, one, up here, Q. They never attack the information. They never, ever look at the posts. They only attack the things that we say and things that we do and things sometimes that other people do who are not part of the movement. Do you attack and typecast through the use of others? Not all Anons are authentic, injected. If you go on the board, you'll see a lot of comments, and this has been going on forever. Comments from shills and the CIA operatives and people who are trying to discredit the movement. There's a lot of crap that is posted on the board that is not posted by Anons, people who are actually following Q. The movement has been infiltrated by a lot of different types of people. All right, so moving along. You are correct, CJ. Get to that in a minute. Retweet at 1717 had meaning, mathematical probability that 1717, day after. Do you believe it was a coincidence surgical removal of YouTube accounts occurred the same day as the Hunter drop? Welcome to the digital battlefield, Q. All right. So it was not a coincidence that they took out all the Q YouTube accounts on the same day that they banned the New York Post's articles about Hunter Biden. By the way, New York Post has been, they've been locked out of their Twitter account for 5 days. They still can't post because they dropped some information no one was supposed to know about. And the reason why they took down our YouTube accounts was because they knew we would spread that information to millions of people and they weren't gonna let that happen. So they shut down our accounts. Matrix and Dave X22 and Shady Groove and Red Pill, Zach, all you guys, we all took a bullet for Hunter Biden. I did not see it going down that way. All right, so let's listen to a little bit of this video.
ABC and NBC are a disgrace. ABC holds a town hall with Joe Biden, and not one question is asked about Hunter Biden's emails or his pension to line the family coffers. It was all softballs. While over on NBC, Savannah Guthrie was playing deceitful and unfair hardball. She spent most of the night debating the president and asking him ridiculous questions in an effort to make him look bad. One of the most disingenuous came when she concocted nonsense about the infamous QAnon.
While we're denouncing, let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that.
Folks, Guthrie should be embarrassed. That is the left-wing fictional account of QAnon. How do I know this? Because I did what Guthrie and NBC clearly didn't. Or if they did, they ignored it and lied to you. I have gone through QAnon's 4,880 posts. Now consider this. 100% of the mainstream media stories about QAnon claim Q talks about satanic sex rings, calls to violence, vampires, and even interdimensional demons. What the heck are those? But when I searched Q's posts on the aggregation website QAnon.pub, I could not find one post that mentions any of these things. Zero. I did find Satan is mentioned by Q 10 times and pedophilia mentioned 13 times. Remember, that is out of nearly 5,000 posts, less than 0.1% of them. But in nearly every case, those words were in actual links to articles, many of which focus on the Epstein sex trafficking scandal. Still, Guthrie insists Q is a, quote, cult-like group of deviants who are all off their rockers. And she wants the viewers to believe those cult member deviants are all in love with President Trump, right?
All right, so, like I said, I was shocked when I listened to this video. I was like, dude actually went, read the posts, gave a straight up story on it. It was great. All right. So Q's reference here to "you're correct, CJ" was a reference to CJ Trump, CJ Truth. CJ is one of the bigger Q accounts on Twitter. All right. So the morning after that interview with the President Trump, that debate with a moderator. All right. The morning after, right after midnight, President Trump retweeted CJ Truth, okay? And that morning, CJ tweeted out and said, "This retweet this morning from POTUS was a hat tip to all the Anons after YouTube took out many of the great Q accounts and after his denial of QAnon last night. Trump knows, he always knows. We are the news now." So there's Trump retweeting CJ. And then CJ went and got the timestamp for the retweet. So the timestamp on that retweet is 17 minutes and 17 seconds after midnight, or 00:17:17. Coincidence? I'll let you decide. All right. Q's next post. We are Q. We've got a nice shot here of the inauguration. And Q says, "Panic in DC. The best is yet to come." All right. Q reposted a couple of old drops about Adam Schiff, who knowingly misled Congress and the public about the Russia hoax. And then these are the old drops, and then there's a link here to a Fox News article. And we'll get to that in just a second. So these are the old drops. Q said, "Remember this important fact, Adam Schiff is part of the Gang of Eight intel. It'll become critical once the Gang of Eight material is declassified." So there's a ring binder of briefing information that was given to the Gang of Eight. That was on the very first list of things that President Trump said he wanted to have declassified. It was that briefing for the Gang of Eight. So Q says, "If Adam Schiff was privy to the Gang of Eight intel classified material, would he not know the same facts as Nunez? Think Nunez memo versus the Schiff memo, knowingly. All right. And then later post, Q said Congressman Adam Schiff, who spent 2 years knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, should be forced to resign from Congress. Right? Knowingly. All right. Leak investigations can lead to forced resignations. All right. So those are the previous posts. Now, the new link is to an article where Adam Schiff is claiming that all these emails related to Hunter Biden are Russian disinformation. You knew that was coming. Right, so House Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff described revelations from the slew of emails and a laptop allegedly belonging to Hunter Biden as being part of a smear coming from the Kremlin. Right, so Q here is suggesting that Adam Schiff knows the truth. He, as the chair of the Intel Committee, he knows exactly where those emails came from. He knows they're legit, but he has to do damage control, so he's claiming this is part of a Russian disinformation campaign. All right, Q posted this, Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family. How do you protect your interests, shelter from prosecution and public awareness? Control, infiltrate, Department of Justice, FBI, State Department, Intel, community, and the news. And who else? How many fired FBI, Russia, mid-year investigation? So Russia investigation, and then the mid-year exam was the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails. How many people involved in those investigations received a book deal? I know Comey had two, and McCabe had one. Peter Strzok had one, right? So Q says book deals can be lucrative. Follow the family. U.S. taxpayers paid for it all. Information warfare, Q. Right, so Obama and his book deals, Michelle Obama and all these other deep state rats getting their book deals. There are many different ways in which corrupt people get paid for their loyalty. And apparently one of the ways they do it is book deals. They give them an advance of a couple million dollars. They write a crappy book. Actually, they have a ghostwriter write a crappy book. They put it out there, nobody buys it, and they get their money. And that's how it works. All right. I wanted to look at a timeline regarding Hunter and Joe Biden and Burisma because I found something interesting. And actually, I'm going to give a hat tip to Brian Cates, who found this information. It's been out there, just you have to connect the dots. So on April 21st, Ukraine held its election and Poroshenko, the previous president, was voted out and Zelensky won the election. That was April 21st. Okay, that day President Trump called the new incoming president Zelensky to congratulate him. All right, and Zelensky comes in and he ran as an anti-corruption candidate. Now, 4 days later, on April 25th, Joe Biden announced he was running for president. It was immediately after Zelensky was in and Poroshenko was out. Why did Joe decide to run for president? He had to. Because he knew that with Poroshenko going out and Zelensky coming in, all the shady dealings that they've been doing with money laundering and bribery in Ukraine is all going to be exposed. And Q has told us ever since Joe Biden started, before Biden started running, this is in 2018, Q said, look for those who are going to run for president in 2020 as a cover to prevent their crimes from being exposed. You can't attack a political opponent. So the same day that Joe Biden announces he's running for president, Hunter Biden steps down from the board of Burisma, a position he'd held for 5 years. So Hunter steps down from the board of Burisma. Joe Biden announces he's running for president 4 days after Zelensky comes in as a president in Ukraine. The whole point of Biden running for president was to provide cover for the family's crimes. They would be able to accuse Trump of politically motivated attacks if he said anything about them. And now we know why. Members of Congress and the media flipped out whenever they had a chance to talk to Attorney General Barr, and they wanted to know if he was going to prosecute anybody who was running for office. They specifically wanted to know if Joe Biden was under criminal investigation. That's what they wanted to know. Because if Joe is under criminal investigation, then the rest of them are. If Joe is not, then they're in the clear. And they had to know what Barr was planning on doing regarding Joe Biden. So Barr wisely said that, oh, as far as I know, no one running is under investigation. Well, he didn't have to be right now because we're getting all this drip, drip, drip of information coming out. So April 29th, 4 days after Biden announces he's running for president, Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, is recalled to Washington. That same day, Rudy Giuliani makes contact with President Zelensky, and they start talking about Burisma and all the Bidens and all the corruption going on. May 1st, New York Times publishes an article about Rudy Giuliani pushing Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden. July 24th, Robert Mueller testifies before Congress about the Trump-Russia investigation. July 25th, the very next day, President Trump calls Zelensky and asks about investigating allegations of Biden corruption. All right, that was the day after Mueller testified. Immediately after that, that phone call led to the whistleblower complaint, and the whistleblower complaint led to the impeachment in the House. They realized that now that Zelensky was in and Poroshenko was out, and eventually all of their crooked dealings with Ukraine would be exposed, they had to try to get rid of Trump. So they set up this whistleblower complaint to set up an impeachment to smear Trump. All right. Biden's candidacy isn't just an attempt to protect him and his family. It is designed to protect anyone and everyone, Republican or Democrat, who illegally took money from Ukraine. Because if they can keep the lid on that, under the cover of Joe Biden being a presidential candidate, they're all safe as long as Biden is running. They're desperately hoping that Trump does not get reelected, because if he does, they know they're all going to prison over this. All right, so that's the timeline. Q posted links to articles about efforts by Democrats to use DARPA, artificial intelligence technology, to target and silence Trump supporters. These are old articles. There's three of them. Q says worth remembering. So here's one. From Fox, Democrats are deploying DARPA-funded AI-driven information warfare tool to target pro-Trump accounts on social media. Maybe that's why we're all getting hammered. Then there's a Fox News article here, same subject, and there is a Washington Post article here, same subject. Q's next post asks if exposure of Hunter Biden's finances would open a Pandora's box of corruption for political elites. So there's a link to a New York Post article. Subpoena all of Hunter Biden's financial records. Death blow. Pandora's political elite box. Q. And I think that's correct. I think that if they bring out all the dirt on Hunter Biden and Ukraine, it's going to lead to other people and other people and other people, and they're all going to be exposed. Pandora's box. So the link is to an article by the New York Post about Hunter Biden and his dealings with Kazakhstan. So Hunter Biden is facing fresh questions over business dealings in Kazakhstan. Between 2012 and 2014, when his father, Joe Biden, was vice president, Hunter worked as a go-between between Keynes Rakishev, and Kazakh oligarch, with close ties to the country's longtime kleptocratic leader, Nazarbayev. I probably butchered that, but that is all right. I'm not Ukrainian. So Daily Mail reported that they obtained emails from anti-corruption campaigners in Kazakhstan showing Hunter made contact with Rakishev and attempted to facilitate investment for his cash in New York City and Nevada. Didn't work out all that well because he was targeted as kind of a sketchy character, but that's the link to the article. All right, Q posted a link to a document that examines the history of the Foreign Emoluments Clause. Now, the Emoluments Clause is very interesting in that the deep state has been trying to saddle President Trump with accusations of violating the Emoluments Clause. So here's a picture of Hunter in a nice sports car. And here's a quote from this page here, Text and History of the Foreign Emoluments Clause. And then Q writes, America's founders believed that corruption and foreign influence were among the gravest threats to our nation. Q. I think America was the first country to have an emoluments clause that prevented elected leaders from receiving gifts and money and emoluments from foreign countries. All right. Q suggested here that the people who took the photos of Hunter Biden engaged in illegal acts with minors also provided those girls who were trafficking the victims. So Q says those who provided Hunter with underage girls trafficked, right? Now we know there are, the Congress is actually looking into whether, well, there's allegations that Hunter was connected to Eastern European women who were involved in prostitution and human trafficking. So Q is asking if the same people who provided the girls to Hunter also took the pictures that are on that hard drive. If large sums of money are being paid by foreign state actors to protected in power positions, U.S. political people, would they want assurances that the deal is going to be kept? Bribes and blackmail, dark secrets, Q. So this is where it gets a little bit ugly. If you're a corrupt politician or a member of a politician's family, and there's bribery going on, they're going to give you a lot of money and they're going to expect political favors. And the way in which they leverage you to make sure you follow through on your promises is they take photos of you having sex with kids. And then they tell you, well, anytime you decide you're not going to keep your end of the deal, we'll just make these photos public. And then you'll be arrested and you'll go to prison. So the pedophile angle is leverage to keep these people under their control. All right, so Q goes on. How do you inform your targets, business partners in brackets, what you have? Why would Hunter Biden have such material on his laptop? How is the content originally received? Email? So Q is suggesting that the people who were blackmailing or bribing Hunter Biden, they took the photos of him having, you know, illegal activities with underage people. And then they emailed him the photos saying, hey, just a reminder, in case you feel like, you know, getting cold feet, we've got this evidence on you. So Q is suggesting that the emails brought in the compromising photos. Why would Hunter Biden risk turning over such material to a computer repair shop? Contents unrestricted. On purpose, years of being treated poorly by POP, or simple negligence? So Q is asking here that if you're in a family where you are being expected to just bring in a bunch of money and be compromised and have to do all kinds of dirty, ugly, disgusting things just to make your family wealthier and a lot of other people, because this conduit of money, I mean, typically the person who's receiving the money, they have to spread it. They take a cut. Father takes a cut. Brother takes a cut. Uncle takes a cut. Other politicians take a cut. Everybody gets their share. And maybe Hunter resented that lifestyle. And maybe he wanted to make it all end. If such information existed on a laptop, why wouldn't the contents be claimed by Hunter? Were several attempts made to contact the computer repair shop to make a claim on the computer? Were messages left? Why wouldn't Hunter Biden want to reclaim the computer, knowing the contents on the drive could bury Pops in the family? Troubled life, troubled family, looks can be deceiving, Q. So Q is suggesting that maybe Hunter did it intentionally. Maybe he wanted off the merry-go-round. And maybe he knew that if he just left it there, they would bury everybody. Don't know what happened yet, but that is an interesting possibility. Q posted a link to a tweet by the president. And the president said, Biden is a national security threat. And he retweeted Sean Davis, who posted a link to an article. Here's the article. Source on the alleged Hunter Biden email chain verifies a message about Chinese investment firm. So they've been talking to someone who was in this email chain. They verified the legitimacy of the emails, and they verified at least one of the people. And there was an email that included references to 20 for H and 10 for H for the big guy. And the source said the big guy is Joe Biden. So we have someone who is in the email chain who confirmed who that was. Now, the mainstream media is still saying this is Russian disinformation, but we have somebody who is actually a part of this conversation who says, no, it's not. It's legitimate. All right. So next post by Q has three links. How is the game played? Example. Link to an article by Politico. By the way, for those of you who need to know, if you're reading an article by Politico, something like this, the first 5 or 6, 7, 8 paragraphs of Politico article are just backstory and a lot of theater. Go to the last two articles of the paragraph, of the last two paragraphs of the article, and you'll get the actual important information in those articles. Usually they just bury the important information at the end of the story. That's how they write their stories. So there's a link to a political article, and that's this one. And then Q says, unanimous convicted by jury, overturn of conviction by Judge Ronnie Adams of Southern District of New York, attempt to free, provide shade for Hunter Biden. Federal appeals court reinstates conviction, background of Judge Ronnie Abrams. Another link, married to Greg Andres. Who is Greg Andres? Another link, drain the swamp. All right, so the first link is to a story of how Hunter Biden's business partner, Devin Archer, was convicted of fraud. And then a Southern District of New York judge, Ronnie Abrams, overturned his conviction and set him free. Archer was convicted in June of 2018 of securities fraud and conspiracy to commit securities fraud, but 5 months later, trial judge Ronnie Abrams overturned the conviction. So this article is about how the Second Circuit Court reinstated the conviction. All right. And then the second link explains that Ronnie Abrams, who was doing a favor for Devin Archer, presided over cases that accused President Trump of violating the Emoluments Clause, and that Ronnie is married to Greg Andres. All right. So that's this article. Andres is married to Ronnie Abrams, a federal judge in Manhattan, who presided over lawsuits that accused Trump of violating the Constitution's Emolument Clause and letting his businesses accept money from foreign governments. So the very thing that these corrupt politicians are doing, they're accusing the president of, because that's how they work. They always accuse you of what they're doing. Whenever you want to know what these people are guilty of, just listen to what they're accusing someone else of, and you pretty much know that's what they're doing. All right, the third link reveals that Greg Andres was a member of Robert Mueller's team. This is an article that describes how Greg Andres, he's a career prosecutor for DOJ, joined the Mueller investigation. Funny how that all works. And Q says, drain the swamp. All right, this next post from Q has two links, linked to a tweet by Alexandra Chalupa. She's a hot mess. And Q says, panic. Who is Alexandra Chalupa? And there's a link to a New York Post article, which has background on her. So Alexandra Chalupa, typically her style, just losing her mind. Steve Bannon is a terrorist, more dangerous to the United States than Osama bin Laden ever was. He belongs in a high security prison for life. Any journalist or news outlet treating him as anything but a code red threat is aiding and abetting the enemy. Everyone is on notice. Wow, a little bit of hyperbole. So that's a tweet, retweet of Bannon's War Room. Let me have you listen to this video by Bannon. It's actually pretty good. Bannon has been, it looks like, Bannon has been chosen as a guy who's going to help. He kind of designed how this thing's all going to be rolled out. He and Rudy Giuliani have been talking, that they've been strategizing and mapping this all out. And it sounds like Bannon is sort of in control of how this is all going to be rolled out over a period of time with all the emails about Hunter Biden and Joe and everything else. And let's see if we can get this to play.
We know the Biden campaign is watching. There's a lot more to come. And just remember, every time something comes out and you lie about it or you hide behind the Russia coverage, additional information is going to come out and prove you're liars. So for Tony Blinken and all you guys, seeing your careers go up in ashes, just remember, there's evidence, emails, text messages, a lot more to come, and not just from the hard drive, there's stuff coming out all over, affidavits, other things from other news organizations. You're going to be buried in an avalanche of evidence of your corruption and how you've sold out America. You sold out America to the equivalent of the Nazi Party in the 1930s. That's what the Chinese Communist Party is. This is not about China. It's not about the Chinese people. The Chinese people are totally innocent here. Most decent, hardworking people on earth. It is their liberation that's the defining aspect of the first half of the 21st century. And you have been complicit in their slavery. You have stolen their money to make yourselves wealthier. Joe Biden and his family and Blinken and Sullivan and you guys are caught up in it too. Okay? You have stolen the money from the hardest working people on earth that are enslaved by this totalitarian dictatorship that breaks the underground house Christians, breaks the underground Catholic Church, suppresses the Tibetan Buddhists, puts concentration camps with the Muslim Uyghurs.
All right, so I think you get the message. Bannon is not happy. And I think it's great that they brought in Bannon because he's an expert on China. I mean, nobody knows more about, you know, China on the world stage than Bannon. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this all rolls out. All right. Who is Alexandra Chalupa? She is a Ukrainian-American, kind of a little a loose cannon, who calls herself a human rights lobbyist. She's actually a Democrat operative, and she has been digging up dirt on the Trump people for a long time. All right. Q posted this. I like this. I actually posted this picture on Twitter. I think it was the morning of the 18th, and then about 20 minutes later, Q dropped the picture on the board. So this is actually really good evidence of what most of us believe, and that is the fact that masks do not stop COVID-19. They don't. This is a box with surgical masks, and it says, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Right? So on the box, the manufacturer tells you it doesn't provide any protection against COVID. All right? And you can actually see this similar warnings on other masks. I did a little thread on Twitter with some other boxes and some other warning information about the fact that masks do not stop the spread of viruses. They can't. If you look at just the physiology of the material in a mask, the holes in a mask that air flow through, right? You have to have air flow through a mask. Well, those holes are about probably 10 microns. That's the size of a hole. The COVID virus is like 1/10 of a micron. So you could fit 100 viral little cells in one open hole in a mask. COVID, any virus can go in and out of a mask like nothing. The virus cells are very, very small. The particles are small, tiny compared to the pores, the holes, openings in a mask. So it's idiotic to think that a mask is going to protect you against viral contamination. They're not. So Q posted a link to a tweet by SB News and said, system of control, apply logic and common sense, Q. All right, here's the linked tweet. Just in, Twitter removes a tweet from White House COVID-19 advisor Scott Atlas, who says masks don't work. All right, so they made him remove his tweet. They actually locked his account, and this is what Scott Atlas said. Masks work? No. Los Angeles, Miami, Hawaii, Alabama, France, Philippines, UK, Spain, and Israel. World Health Organization, widespread use is not supported and it has many harms. And again, Oxford CEMB, despite decades of considerable uncertainty regarding the value, CDC review in May, no significant reduction in influenza transmission, learn why. So they locked him out of his Twitter account and they made him delete the tweet. All right, moving along, we have this post by Q, it's got a meme. It says the Democrat Party and mainstream media, one big happy family. And this shows some of the connections between members of the media and the Democrat Party. And Q said on this post, by the way, missing 29 connections national, 98 connections local. We could connect members of the media and members Democrat political figures. There would be lots of them. work we still need to do. So then Q said, how is the game played? Now that you know that Judge Ronnie Abrams and Greg Andres are connected, who is Dan Abrams? Brother of Judge Ronnie Abrams, chief legal affairs anchor for ABC News, and the host of the Dan Abrams Show, Where Politics Meet the Law. There's a Wikipedia link. So there's a Wikipedia entry that Q's information is taken from. They're all connected. And then we have more connections. So in case you didn't know this, Sergey Brin, he was a co-founder of Google. He formerly was the president. He actually stepped down. And I think he's still on the board of directors. But if Denise was in here, she would correct me if I was wrong, because she did the research on this. So we have Ann Wojcicki, who is was married to Sergey Brin. They actually got divorced several years ago, but they still cooperate together, a foundation that they established. Ann Wojcicki is the CEO of 23andMe, net worth $1 billion. It's a DNA database. And Ann Wojcicki is a sister of Susan Wojcicki, who is the Nazi in charge of YouTube. Susan is the CEO of YouTube, and she's the one who's taken all our channels down. Then they're all connected. Small family, how is the game played? All right, Q posted a graphic we've seen before. This is from the Inspector General report regarding Anthony Weiner laptop, sexting 15-year-old, sexually explicit, Hillary Clinton and Foundation, crime against children. And Q writes, why is the FBI's top child porn lawyer involved in the Hunter Biden laptop case? Special Agent Josh Wilson. Do you see a pattern? Q. Wilson's signature is on the subpoena that retrieved the hard drive for the FBI. And that's been confirmed by numerous sources. All right, a link to a YouTube channel. And Q says, do you see a pattern? I'm just going to listen to a little bit of this video.
It's over here, and we are following this breaking news out of Washington. Some serious allegations this morning facing the State Department.
That's right. According to internal State Department memos, the agency might have called off or intervened in investigation into possibly illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
All right, so here's an interesting thing. This is just a few years ago that the mainstream media was reporting on a cover-up of alleged pedophile crimes in the State Department. And we're all crazy QAnon conspiracy people because we think that there is some hanky-panky going on in Washington. They all know. They all know the truth. They know this is real. They've reported on it. They know better than anyone how real this is. All right, Q says, do you see a pattern? And this is a link to, it's a podcast interview with Eric Prince. This is back in 2016, when Eric Prince said that NYPD was ready to release, make public the information, some of the information that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Now, NYPD was pushing pretty hard to make some arrests and to make this information public. And the DOJ got involved and they stopped it. And they actually threatened NYPD with prosecuting some of their officers if they didn't back off and let this thing die. We have not heard the last of Anthony Weiner's laptop. There are copies of that hard drive. FBI has one, NYPD has one. And the truth is going to come out at some point. But Q is connecting and showing a pattern of behavior here. So we have two more links from Q, and Q says, do you see a pattern? First link is to a tweet from our buddy Aaron, who is a Trump hater. Ron Johnson is on Fox News. This is an interview with Maria Bartiromo Sunday morning. And he said that it looks like there's child pornography on the computer that purportedly belongs to Hunter Biden, which would be why the FBI's top child porn investigator is on the case. Second link is to a Fox News article where members of the Republican members of the, I think this is Senate Homeland Security, are looking into allegations that Hunter Biden was linked to women who were part of a prostitution or human trafficking ring, right? So that's kind of an older article. I think it's about a month old. All right, switching gears. Q posted links to Twitter accounts, and there's like 10 or 11 of them here, that mocked claims about JFK Jr. And Q says past 5 hours, this was on Saturday, past 5 hours, all these tweets, do you see how it works? Why are they so heavily invested in attacking, forcing POTUS to denounce attempts times two? When do you expend ammunition, Q? So TMZ, they tweeted this out, QAnon's JFK conspiracy theory foiled no Dallas rally this weekend. Apparently, some people were under the impression that JFK was going to be revealed as the replacement for Mike Pence in this year's election. And why people believe this stuff, I don't know, but they do. It's Chip Franklin breaking JFK Jr. tests positive for COVID and dies again, spoiling QAnon plans to replace Pence as Trump's VP. Here's another tweet from Titus. I apologize to the QAnon crew. You guys are really steady and sane. I'm in. And this is about JFK not showing up in Dallas. Here's another one from Sleeping Giants. Here's another one from Matt Bender. Here's another one from Michael Mann. Here's another one from, Kurt Eichenwald. Yeah, he's a real sweetheart. Jeet here. Nearly everything you need to know about QAnon can be seen in the fact that one faction of the movement thinks these are the same man. And just a lot of taunting and mocking regarding the JFK Jr. thing. And so here's a few more that Q posted links to. And look, Q has reposted, by the way. I don't want to ignore this, but Q's answer, that's this screenshot here, was an Anon asked a question in a question and answer session. Is JFK Jr. alive? And Q said no. Now, I have talked to 100 people who said, disinformation is real, because they desperately want to believe that JFK Jr. is alive. So disinformation is real. Anytime Q gives you information you don't like or you don't want, you can say, disinformation is real. Well, here's why that is not the case here. In the question and answer sessions that Q has done, Q can pick a question from among 200 or 300 questions, and Q has only picked so far questions that he can answer honestly and truthfully. Q doesn't give disinformation to Anons. Q provides disinformation for the deep state to keep them off balance, to keep them from knowing what is coming down the road. Q does not provide disinformation to confuse Anons or to keep us guessing. That's not the purpose of disinformation. Q, in the question and answer sessions, Q picks out questions he can answer honestly and straightforwardly. You should not expect there's going to be disinformation in a question and answer session, because it's Q talking to his buddies, his friends, and he's not going to lie to us. So the whole argument that JFK Jr. is alive because Q gave us disinformation, it's illogical. And here Q is again confirming JFK Jr. is not alive. And that is all I have to say about that for today. I will get off my soapbox. All right. Look, if you think JFK Jr. is alive, I'm not going to block you. I'm not going to unfollow you. I'm not going to taunt you. Just realize that the whole JFK Jr. narrative was brought into the operation when Q was missing and did not post for 20 days. And it was brought in to discredit the movement and make us look stupid. That's where this whole thing started, by R. Anon. And it blew up into this big thing that has been used to discredit us. Now, some people enjoy it, they like it, but in the end, it isn't true, and it's being used to make us look stupid. So, moving along. Did I say that's all I have to say about that? Okay, I said that again. Q posted a link to a familiar video. Enjoy the show. And here is the video. You're going to see the, you're listening to the audio.
I keep my head up, and you will end this.
I'm just getting warmed up. This is Von Clausewitz shit. Total fucking war. Diseased, corrupt temple down on your head. It's gotta be biblical.
All right, it is gonna be biblical. All right, this is Q's post from last night. Link to the C-130 gunship. Buckle up and lighten up the night. This gets loud. I'm not gonna play too much of this, but. It's a C-130 gunship. They're painting the target and come in with.
There's an IR supply. Here they come.
All right. That's enough of that for one day. All right. That is all we have for today. Got you caught up on Q. There's a lot of news that is worth following. I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to get a lot more information about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the corruption related to Ukraine. I think we're going to get information about their dealings with China and Kazakhstan and other countries. It's all coming out. And, you know, for those who are angry because we didn't get arrests or indictments prior to the election, it's become obvious that we didn't need the arrests. What we needed was, and what happens if you have your political opponent arrested prior to an election? It makes you look like, you know, Mussolini or Hitler or a fascist. Have the person who's running against you arrested? I mean, that's just the optics of that are horrible. So I'm glad that the DOJ did not arrest or indict anybody on that side of the ledger, or Republican or Democrat, prior to the election. Let people vote. But what they're doing is they're leaking all this information about corruption and the Biden family, and it's going to take them down. I mean, not that they need it anymore. President Trump is doing 3-a-day rallies now, and there's 15, 20,000 people at every rally, the boat parades, the parades going up and down the interstate, even in California, in supposedly blue areas, massive Trump support. I don't think that the president needs any more help, but all this corruption coming out about the Biden family is only going to convince people more that Joe Biden is not the man who needs to be president. So enjoy the show. I'm going to sign off. Praying Medic, I am here every day, Monday through Friday, weekdays, 7 p.m.-ish Eastern time. I'm not sure what I'm going to do when we switch to daylight savings time, because in Arizona we don't actually switch to daylight savings time. Currently we're on Pacific time zone. When daylight savings kicks in, we go to mountain time zone. So I'm not sure if I'm going to stay at 7 Eastern or go to 6 Eastern. I don't know. If I stay on my time, which is 4 o'clock, then it's going to be 6 o'clock Eastern. So I'll let you know in the future what we're going to do with that. Thank you for joining me on the live stream. Thank you for joining me on the replay. Love you all. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. Catch you on the next broadcast.